Now let me take you to Galatians 3, 13, and 14. And let me show you what Galatians 3, 13, and 14 says. Many people, in fact, I think everybody is born under a curse. I don't think there's been a human being that's ever been born that, with all the sin that's in the world, hadn't been born under some kind of a curse. But look what he says in Galatians 3, 13, 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. What does it mean to be redeemed? He paid the price that you can't pay. If he's redeemed you, he paid for something you couldn't pay for. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law because he was made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Okay, so the first part of that, verse 13, if he's redeemed us from the curse of the law, he was made a curse for us. Cursed is everyone hangs on a tree. That if he has already redeemed you from the curse, then you are redeemed from the curse, right? The curse has no more hold on you from this day forth. I don't care what kind of curse you were born under. If I'm redeemed from the curse, all I got to do is tell the devil, devil, it is written. I was born under a curse. Yeah, everybody was born under a curse. I don't care who you are. Somebody in your family sinned before you were born somehow, some way, and you were born under a curse. Some of you were born just under the normal curses. Some of you were born under the 10 generational curse because you were born out of wedlock. Now, that is a more stringent curse. Anybody that slept with somebody before and had sex and got pregnant and had a child out of wedlock, God said in his word, you are cursed for 10 generations. 10 generations. But that was before Galatians 3:13. When Galatians 3:13 come along, when Jesus come along, he redeemed you from all curses. So it didn't make any difference if you were under a little curse or a 10 generational curse. Did Christ redeem you from the curse? Yes. He redeemed you from the curse. So you're not under the curse. So everybody that's in the church needs to realize these things are not automatic when you get saved. How many people in the world were saved 2,000 years ago? Everybody. Everybody in the world was saved 2,000 years ago. Did Jesus pay the price for everybody's salvation 2,000 years ago? Yes. Did he die on the cross for everybody in the world? Did he die to pay the price for everybody's sin all over the whole world? Then why ain't everybody saved? Because they won't believe it. They won't believe it. When you come to Jesus and you ask him to save you and you confess him as Lord and Savior, did he say, nope, you're too mean. I can't do it for you. Is that what he said? Oh, he didn't turn you down, huh? How about you? He turned you down? How about you? Did he turn you down? How about you? Did he turn you down? Hey, if he didn't turn none of you down, then what did you have to do to make this work? It was not automatic, was it? You had to hear the word. You had to receive the word by faith in your heart. And then you had to be willing to speak it out of your mouth. I am born again. I am saved by the blood of Jesus. You had to believe that. You had to believe that in your heart, and you had to speak it out of your mouth. If you believe, are you saved when you do that? Yes, you are. Now, can anybody in the world, I don't care who you are, I don't care what nationality you are, I don't care what color you are, I don't care what creed you are, I don't care who you are, if anybody comes to Jesus, will he turn anybody down? No. Isn't that wonderful? But what if you don't come and ask him? What if you don't come and confess him as Lord and Savior? The price has been paid, but when you die, if you've not done that, guess where you're going? You're going to hell. You ain't going to heaven. Now then, what if you don't know he redeems you from the curse? Everybody's born under a curse. The door's open. The devil's there. Is there anybody in the church that's never had a sick day in your whole life? I don't know anybody. Do you? You might be like, this is a lovely young lady. She had 20 or 30 things wrong with her. Some of you in this room today may have 5, 10 things wrong with you, but Jesus has paid the price for everything that's wrong with you. It's already been paid. He's waiting for you to confess your sin, drive out the devil, and receive what he's already done by faith. Just like her. When she did it, she just listened to a teaching and got healed. Now, if it works for her, will it work for you? Of course it will. absolutely the same way. If Christ has redeemed me from the curse, if he's redeemed me and you from the curse, am I under a curse any longer? No, absolutely not. So I'm free of the curse. If you only know that one verse, Galatians 3:13, I'm redeemed from that curse. So Satan, you have no hold in my life. Jesus paid the price for that sin. So I drive you out in the name of Jesus. I command you to get out of my life and leave me alone. Now what if you don't ever, what if you believe that he redeemed you from the curse, but you never command the devil to leave your life? He ain't going. You're going to carry him till you die. And many people carry that devil, and he makes them sick and afflicts them, just like Sharon. My wife is the same way. She didn't know this either. You know, so everybody in the world is born under a curse. So I mean, I think that day that we hadn't been married long when Cheryl came in. I was back there in the study studying. She had her and her daughter and their band had a meeting they were supposed to sing and play to, I think, 1,200 people that night. And they'd got paid a whole lot of money to do this. And the middle of the afternoon that she was supposed to sing to this group, this big group of people, she come in the office that afternoon, about the middle of the afternoon, and says, "Honey, you got to pray for me. I can't talk." Now, let me tell you, if you're a singer and you got to sing to 1,200 people tonight, that's not exactly what you want to hear. You know that? So I know this is the devil. See, now, what she didn't understand, she was under these curses because there was no lack of sin in everybody's life. Her mother and dad had sins. She had sins. All of us have had sins. And so she didn't understand. These let devils in. And now she's going to make a lot of money if she can sing. But the devil says, "I ain't going to let you make no money tonight. I'm going to mess your throat up." So when she come in, at least she was smart enough to come to me. But when she came to me, I just reached up and grabbed her around the throat. Now, if you'd have walked in about that time, stand up, honey. When she walked in, she says, "Honey, you got to pray for me." I reached up and I grabbed her around the neck. I says, "Come out of her, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus." I said, "Now, woman, sing for me." And that's exactly what she did. You know, now some of you would have come in when I had her hold the throat. You might say, "Kill him. He's trying to kill his wife." But I wasn't trying to kill my wife. I was kicking out a devil. See, now when you realize, and many times, as I think we're just about to get them all out, but over the years, these little devils, I mean, here a while back, she had one come up on her chest. Had some little discoloration and everything on her chest. She came in one morning, she said, "Honey, you see these little things here?" I said, "Yes." She said, "What are those?" I said, "Those are just little demons." I said, "We just kick them out in the name of Jesus." So I laid hands on them, commanded them to leave in the name of Jesus. And sometimes the stuff goes away within a matter of hours. Sometimes it takes a day or two. But you don't never give up, because how much power do you have over the devil? And if we have all power over the devil, why do we ever give up? That's a good question, isn't it? But see, the devil's a shrewd critter. He knows how to get through to us. He knows how to deceive us. And he says, "You fool, you really think that if you reach up there and grab your wife around the neck and choke her and scream for a devil to come out, you're going to look like a fool. You think anybody's going to believe that? I do." And that's all that made any difference. Because I'm telling you, the very second I turned her loose, I just said to her, I said, "Now, woman, sing to me." I mean, boy, and she hit that high note, and she went and sang to 1,200 people for 4 hours that night, never missed a note. Now, what can we do in the name of Jesus? Why do we walk around afraid and scared? How much power do we have over the devil? Oh, are you supposed to be that sweet, kind, gentle woman? Can you do that? Okay, I love that. I can. Yes, I will. I mean, it pays such good dividends when you do what God says. He does. I mean, he loves it. Now then, what if all we know is we're redeemed from the curse? Well, if all we know is Galatians 3:13, "I am redeemed from the curse," that's a good start. You can know you're redeemed. Then if you know Luke 10:19 and 20, you can demand that that devil that went with that curse, and it's always a devil that goes with a curse. You know, people wonder why they do the crazy things they do. You know, I mean, sometimes there's all kinds of things we do that we wonder why I did that. Have any of y'all ever, as Christians, know you got to walk in love, and then something happens and all of a sudden you lose it someday or you scream at somebody, and then you walk away saying, why in the world did I do that? I knew better than that. That was the devil. He was in you. And all you need to do is exercise your power and authority and command that beast to leave you and tell him you ain't putting up with him no more. And when you get bold with him and you really know your authority, that beast is going to leave and you're going to eliminate that problem in your life. You have men. They just can't not look at women and lust for women. Well, of course, I knew this already, but I learned this principle when we were talking to Howard Pittman that time. Howard had died and gone to heaven, and he was a Baptist preacher, and God showed him the spirit world before he let him come back. He was dead a whole day. And, of course, this happened in 1979, and here about 4 or 5 years ago, we all went down to Palestine and spent a whole day with Howard Pittman and talked to him before he preached that night. And one of the things he told us, he said, as I was walking and the two angels were with me showing me how the spirit world worked, he said, they took me into the hospital where my body lay, and he said there was a man and a woman, and said, I guess just as we walked through the wall, walked into the room, they couldn't see us. He said, they were laughing, and said, I guess one of them had just told a joke or something, and the punchline had just come in there or something, because they were both laughing. And he said, as they were laughing, I looked down, and there was an ugly, green-looking frog thing coming out of the floor. I looked at that, and I said, Angel, what is that thing? And he said, that's a demon of lust. He said, well, it's getting bigger. He said, yes, the man is looking at the woman, thinking while he's laughing, he's thinking about having sex with her. So he's opening the door to the spirit of lust, and as he opens the door, the spirit of lust is working on his mind. And he's opening the door more and more, and the things, he's giving it more and more power, and all of a sudden it gets bigger and bigger, and it gets right up in his face, and just as it gets in his face, all of a sudden, it's gone. He said, where did it go? He said, he became possessed. He now has a spirit of lust living in him because he gave place to the beast.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Learn How to Pray and Change Anyone, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.